Why am I so
high? Why equals self?
Yo, I'm telling you, right? Cause you know how I be, man. I'm determined to get to the fucking root of all issues in the mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm determined, right? I'm determined to, cause everybody is different. But for me, it's like, yo, God, we got to get to the root of knowledge of self, right? This knowledge of self, getting to the root, breaking down the whys.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Ask yourself that, listener. Why do you do what you do? Because look, I guarantee you the conscious reason that you give somebody or the conscious answer is not the subconscious answer. Teach our body, teach! Teach our body, teach!
Teach them.
Why?
Why?
Ask yourself, how much of the things you do on a daily basis is conscious or unconscious? And what? Why? Shit, God.
Why?
Your mind is ill. It can be ill in a good way. It can be ill in a bad way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, what else we got for the people, my brother?
Man, let's get into. Actually, no, I'm gonna do a quick climate check. What's the climate in the hip hop community?
Climate check. What makes rain, hail, and snow, guys?
What makes rain, hail, and snow, man? So I heard. Well, I didn't hear. I studied and I saw that Travis Scott was reaching a deal with Paramount for his next album, and I thought that was interesting. So, like, isn't Paramount a movie company?
Paramount is a sick, disgusting part of self.
No, go ahead.
I'm on the gram.
He on the gram.
I'm on it. You gotta be careful what you say out here, man. You might have Trump come down. It might be sending drones to your crib, nigga.
Yeah. And yeah,
I think he just bought out Paramount.
There was a
where he's got to deal with them.
See, like, what's the business? You know what I mean? Why you got business doing any business with Paramount? Does Trump make movies? No. If he did, I don't think it would be good.
He does make movies. We just don't see them.
No. I don't want to see those movies.
Yeah, bro. Real talk.
And I also heard that this Travis Scott appeared on Odyssey. You hear about the new movie, The Odyssey? It's reminiscent of 300, actually. Coincidentally, we've been talking about 300, but it's a Greco-Roman action film.
Oh, yeah?
Again, yeah, like similar
to... It's filmed like that?
It's filmed in a really unique formatting, 70 millimeters, so it's really wide. That's what I heard. So, who's the producer? It's a very famous producer. And, yeah, it's very popular right now, like super sold out everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah?
It says that they had a stacked cast, but it also says Travis Scott featured in it. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah?
What is he doing in that movie? You know? Christopher Nolan. Yeah, it's Christopher Nolan.
What is he known for? What other movies has he done?
Christopher Nolan. Man, he's done a lot. He's like the highest grossing film director of all time.
That's what... Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Christopher Nolan has done a lot of movies. I know his name is on a lot of stuff, like The Dark Knight, all three of The Dark Knights.
Oh, he did all the Batmans? The newer Batmans?
Yeah, Inception. Interstellar. Right.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
I haven't watched it, but I heard of it.
And The Odyssey this year.
Okay.
Insomnia.
Yeah.
These are only like some of them. So yeah, he's been going for a long time.
Interesting.
And so he's doing.
So it's failed. Okay.
Yeah, this new Odyssey. Travis Scott's in it. So, and I also wanted to get your take on what you think about. What do you think about the culture of movies and hip hop right now? Like the cross, that border. We're talking about borders. There's a cooperation there. Like it's always been, right? Hip hop and movies. Some movies like go hand in hand, right? Like when we watch Belly. And there's all the artists in there, and there's all the music is like the music from that time.
100%.
What do you think about it in the state that it is right now? If you have any thoughts on that, G.
Well, I'm interested in seeing this Odyssey movie because, yeah, I want to see what Travis Scott, his role he plays, if it's in the ancient times, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I doubt it's a big role. He's probably in a few scenes. However,
they can't talk about Greece and Rome without having niggas.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
But they do all the time.
Yeah. I mean, recently I've been seeing a lot of films where, like you know, you're talking about 300, right?
Yeah.
You look at the Persians and that shit.
Yeah.
You look at Zerskis.
Yeah.
That nigga don't look like your modern day Persian.
Yeah.
He look like a goddamn nigga.
Yeah.
Stop lying. He was nigga.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
He was the what? What do they call them? The God King.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
They put it right in front of your face.
King of Persia.
But you niggas don't open your eyes and see. Because you're too worried about smoking the next blunt and effing the next. Y'all want to get high and drunk. But you don't want to learn about the. So that's how I see that.
Okay,
but listen, as far as the movies and the music, right?
Because they say there's a Snoop Dogg biopic in the works, see?
A Snoop Dogg biopic?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Project to come out 2027. It's a documentary, just like how they did Mike Jack or Pac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're making one for Snoop Dogg, allegedly. He's going to have this black brother play him. And I was like, well, yeah, it's about time, you know, because the nigga's he's up there, you know, he's with those folks.
Yeah. I mean, hip hop apparently on the top 100 is very, very low. It's like, I mean, the only person that's really on the is Drizzy. Mm. So I see what they're doing, right? They're trying to get rid of rap music, right? And some of it, I mean, it all has its place in the universe. I just see that a lot of people are probably sick and tired of hearing all the negative shit.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, you know. But when it comes to the film aspect, I watched this show called Nemesis. Y'all should watch it. It's on Netflix. And it's about these four brothers from L.A. And Elon, I think his name is Elon Knowles.
Mm.
He plays the brother in the first Purge. In this show, he goes by Coltrane Wilder. That's his name.
Mm.
And then the cop, who's obsessed with getting him, played by Matthew Cole. This is the first time I've seen him. I guess he has I think he has a mini role in Ahsoka, which is the Star Wars about the black female Jedi. Don't fuck around. She's black for a reason. Stop playing with me. But so in the show, right? It's so fire. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's so good. Like they like do these crazy, like crazy heists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And this brother Matthew Cole, right? He looks like Drake, bro.
Mm.
I thought it was Drake.
Mm.
He looks like Drake. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but he looks like Drake.
Mm.
You know the real light skin, the beard, or you know what I mean? He looked like Drizzy. Wow. But the soundtrack to the show. Incredible.
Mm.
They had Nipsey in there.
Mm.
They had Corrupt. They had like old West Coast joints. Like there's so like it's really good.
Mm.
And the second season, I know it's gonna be fire.
Mm.
You know? It's real fire, right? So, you know, hip hop has a big role in sync licensing, right?
Right,
that's what you're dealing with, right? You're dealing with sync licensing as an artist. You know, that's the part of the business that deals with the publishing, right? So you know, when you're working with either a publishing company or you're publishing music yourself, you know, you can create the deals, right? And you license those songs,
right?
You know what I mean? So whoever's taking care of Nipsey's publishing, right? They did All My Life, they grinding All My Life,
yeah.
Sacrifice, they played that, right? So whoever's dealing with his publishing, right? You know, leases that, licenses that song,
yeah,
right? The copy, the copyright composition, yeah, the composition copyright, which is his lyrics, right? The melody, as well as the beat, obviously, and you know what I mean. And that's where the bread is too, right?
Because right,
you get mechanical royalties from that as well,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a must, right? It's mm-hmm. a must, right?
I agree, because it's very relevant too. Like, if you have a certain, it displays the time of when something was made,
indeed,
and the situation. Like, music is the backdrop to an era.
100%.
And to what point in time are we at right now?
Yo, music is like this. Music is the soundtrack to life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the sound is being tracked through a timeline, God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, G, it's ill.
It is ill, bro.
Ill, life is real. Cinematic, bro. You know what I mean? I think, like, bro, like I said, man, Infamous, man, that's like the soundtrack to my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a timeline in my life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure.
Well, I feel it, you know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
Travis Scott, huh?
Yeah, that's what they're saying out there.
Odyssey, huh? What's the premise of the storyline?
The Odyssey, I don't even know. I'm not even going to go off on it. Okay. But I just know it's the same. You know, they go to war with another nation. Someone told me I thought it was the Romans from the headgear in the trailer. But it's the Greeks. With, like, it's very exaggerated, you know.
They're going to war with Kemet?
I'm not sure who they were going to war with. But yeah, you go check it out. It's in theaters right now. Maybe hard to get tickets. I heard they start pre-selling 6 months in advance.
Oh, yeah?
So it's been very well waited on. And I'm only here about it now because y'all know I don't watch movies like that. But I do love me a classic every now and then, you know what I mean? So we're going to move on. I want to go into a little bit of Ahsan Eastwood's interview with the brother Mike Powers on YouTube. So, yeah, man, let's get it.
Revolution.
Repping that North Side, baby. Y'all know what's good with it. Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Does OVO have a connection to the streets up there?
Of course. Anything big has that connection. You know, they're connected to some East dudes right across the block from me, man. Right across. I know some of those OVO dudes. Look, this shit goes hand in hand. You know
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. On Soul's Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we were just on this sort of on the subject just a second ago. You talk about the dichotomy of who you are on that song. You very subtly speak on your duality. Is there any struggle in that duality? And do you know who you are right now?
That's the point. See, now we just segue to what I'm saying. There's duality always in life, especially when you reach these ages, because obviously you made some of the right choices to be here. I made some right choices to be here. I could have went down a dark place, but my lack of ignorance allowed me to be here. With that being said, a lot of time you're born into curses. You're born into, or you've done too much that sometimes you got to think about what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So I move very intricately still, even though there's a lot more flowers and rainbows in my life than there was prior. The darkness never leaves. So I'm constantly battling that. I know who I am as a person, though. I'm very firm in that. That's why there's no worry or stress in approaching daily life. Mm-hmm. Death is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, why you bring that to you? When I got shot, I was watching my dude brought this DVD to my house, Faces of Death.
I remember that.
Right. And I remember one of my mans like, yo, you guys are watching this shit. You're going to bring this type of shit to you. And indeed, we're already deep in some shit. But indeed, literally the next day, I got shot. So it's like those type of things stick in my head. Like, yo, what am I promoting? All these type of energies. What am I looking towards? And that made me realize my power. Yo, I'm powerful. Why am I wasting it on that shit? So I'm very careful with who I let around me.
Glow was such a big record. I know I keep talking about this. You got a ton of records. But Glamorous Life of Winners.
Right.
That's what Glow stands for, right? To me, it's such a big record. I love the whole vibe of it.
Bless. Nowadays, stress don't affect me. Vest in the dresser, ain't that necessary? Hitting seas with the jet skis when the borders let me. Want a fortress in the A like Tyler Perry's. I've been focused in my quarantine. Focus. Been known to be a scorer coming off the screen. Cash. I've been running faster, nigga nearly caught my dream. Cash. Who be fucking with us? Near not a team.
The heavy, like, soul, R&B influence that's there. Don't you think that sound lends itself to the over 35 demographic?
100%.
That's the shit
I only listen to. I love that over 35 demographic, and I think that over 35 demographic loves me, and I'm gonna cater to that. You know what I mean? I love that shit. And then you think about Ghostface. That's like one of my favorite rappers. That's such a Ghostface joint. Like, yo, this is what I listen to. Why would you make shit that you just listen to? You know what I mean? And down to production, when I get those joints, I have albums and albums of shit like that already ready, tied a bow on them.
Because you talked about the Louis store and you talk about the white gloves. That's that white glove music. You know what I mean? I like that, though. I like that a lot. And, you know, I had to go back and listen again to, geez, what's the name of this? Let Me Talk My Shit.
Let Me Talk My, right.
That motherfucker kicked. It starts off so soulful. It's so much shit on that album.
Right.
Bro, thank you for making that. And then make some more that sound like that, please. Because
you
can always count on me to pump that shit. That's fly. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that hip hop where you talking that arrogant fly shit, little sprinkle some street in it, whatever. But guess what? Your lady with you. You can put that with your girl with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's for various people. It's for maturity. Maturity.
Great, forget the feeling of black. Her melanin is thick. I love the feeling of black. They expecting us to quit to keep their feet on our back. We adapted, we equipped, we could eat on our back. All mine are like soldiers. Grinds with our shoulders. Combined it with soda, now we feeling like crap. They addicted to our power, now we feeding them packs. Or we wet them, let it shower till we even the stats.
What was the last thing you truly regretted?
Last thing I truly regretted, dang. I think, without being too specific, I regret giving my energy to certain people that didn't deserve it. Giving myself bare. I only come wearing my fucking heart on my sleeve, wearing my heart. And when people take advantage of that and don't understand how important that is, and I cold shoulder them, then they regret it.
And don't they start acting weird after that too, don't they?
Right. I turn regrets into more regrets for them.
People talk about Illuminati in this game. You ever worry that you could get so popular that they try to make you take the oath?
Yo, I wish Lord Fury heard that question. Nah, I don't ever worry about that because it's just, if I get that close, it'll be worse for them because that's exposing times. You know what I mean? We don't fear things like that over here. I don't know. You know what? We come from the culture where we look into all these things, and I'm very well versed of, you know, that YouTube type of Illuminati shit. And I love that shit. I love fucking what you call it, conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And I believe, honestly, to be like the way I'm set, I really believe that it's like that, because when they put it in front of you so much, it's like you try and hide the truth, right? You're trying to make it seem like it's so fake, but they're putting it right in front of us. Man, I don't worry about that shit. We're going to fold that. We're going to start my whole shit. I want to start my own government, bro. That's it. And Okay. Anyone that's like me, let's govern ourselves. Let's build our families over here. Let's buy the land that we can do that. That's the type of shit I look into. And that's,
I'm not going to ever see you on an album cover like this. That's not.
No, you won't. You won't see that. None of that. Yeah, all this shit. All this.
Who's your number one MC of all time, dead or alive?
Whew. That's a fucking impossible question, bro. Because that changes so much. But I'm going to go with Ghostface.
I have to go with Ghostface. So I think my favorite out of the Wu has always been Ray. His style is so slick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the time he got around to doing Skew It on a Barbie with Outkast, that boy went on Outkast cut and just stole it. stole it. How you steal a song from Andre 3000, but it really happened?
I know. That's crazy. And Andre 3000's elite. That's really hard to do. Right. And it was that type of beat wasn't something that you'd hear Raekwon on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and he murdered it.
He just fucking ran right through that shit.
Yeah, deliver this through your audio. Yeah, he killed that
shit. Yeah, just like, oh, it's like, and now, and but first time you heard that song, then every time you heard that song, I was like, you can't wait till the Raekwon verse come on.
Absolutely. That's but I'm crazy. Biased. I'm a Wu baby, man. I love Wu. Anything Wu. Like, you're talking about Remedy earlier, and automatically I could just poof into Menachem, block him. I remember that. I remember, like, I have, that's my life, man. Wu-Tang is... That's everything to me.
Shout to Remedy. Shout to my man Wes Craven, Barbershop Talk Podcast, who was, me and him was talking about that yesterday. Yes. What's up with the wine tours? I was on your IG.
Yo, that's just, you know, that's a husband duties. And you know what? It's what that is too, is getting out of isolation, man. We did that with the people. Like, I've gone home, like, I'm mature, brother. Like, I'm with brothers that are married. You know, have fucking homes, taking care. Some of them have kids, some of them don't. But the best part is those brothers that you see me with beat the odds. Half of those brothers done 5-6 years, now going to places where we own triplexes. We own various properties. We buy stocks. We have a group that we meet once a month for financial advice. Black brothers.
I want to go back to the wine, right?
Mm-hmm. Go back.
What you fuck with? You fuck with the Pinot Grigio, the Merlot? What do you do? You do the California shit? You do the French?
You know what? We do, to be honest, I love my little rosé, like, mixtures with the Pinot Grigio. Like, they combine them. But, like, I'm on the low sugar shit. Mm. So we'll go, like, Cabernet, Sauvignon mm-hmm. Blanc. Like, we do all of that shit. It's just, for me now, I just look at sugar content. I'm not even... more about the anything sugary is crazy to me, you know. I love my wine, but I'm lying to you. If wine is everything, it's mostly I love hard liquor, bro. That's my.
I used to be 151 heavy. That was tearing my guts up.
I love my Bombay, Sapphire. I love my tequila too. I love my fucking, bro. I love my whiskey. Oh man, shout to OGB. Putting me on some of that Kentucky Mash shit. Yo, my Crown. I drink Mad Crown. I drink Crown by the liters. Yo, alcohol cannot stay in my home, man. Like, it cannot. And that's what led to my weight loss, is because I took such a dedicated time to try and move that out of my life. Because that was a real... Bruh, I'm drinking 4 bottles a week. You know what I mean? And that's regular. Like, that's just... I'm not... It's not even affecting me. Like, this is just, I'll be at home. Just, yeah, let's watch a fucking TV series. And, you know, I'll watch 8 episodes and drink the whole bottle by myself. That type of shit.
I thought I was doing a lot when I was
doing it. I'm not that drunk where I'm like, yo, socially, I'm going to be, woo, you changed this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not affecting. So that's why it's more dangerous, because it's almost encouraged. Like, yo, Ace can handle his liquor. You know, Ace is out over here. And then it's paying, my health is paying the price.
What was the process of putting together, putting 98 Miles together with Mav and Sid Brock?
Beautiful. That was one of the most beautiful. Those two brothers, man, Mav, Sibs, class act brothers, mature. Talking with those brothers is like, even better. That the music was so effortless and easy. We probably made that in like a month, easily.
Shout to Mav, that's my brother. Shout to Mav.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Start your own government, he said.
Yeah, I like that type of talk, man. I like that type of talk, man.
I'm mature, man.
Yes, that's what he said.
I'm mature, man.
Yes.
Top man. Boy.
Yeah.
Top boy,
eh?
Yeah, top boy.
Yeah, man, y'all know how we do.
A-Son's dope, man.
A-Son Eastwood.
A-Son Eastwood, man. Canada's got some fire boom bap.
We got some heavy hitters, man. Don't sleep.
We probably have to do a Daniel song.
Don't sleep, wake up. Yeah, I'll be up to do a Daniel Simon. I like his voice too. He's got some dope bars.
I'm always about the kick and the snare, man. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah.
The beat comes first, and then the you know, and then the sound of the artist, right? The beat could be really fire, and the artist could be kind of whatever, but I still might rock with it, you know. But for me, the voice is important too.
I feel that. Man, we really appreciate you here at the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Yes, we do.
It's been your brother, King Wise.
Our body dreams.
And we like to sign out with our very own ode to the city in the form of a song.
Called Victory.
Victory.
Take this with you for the rest of your evening, baby.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all.
You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music. Search up Our Body Dreams, and it's going to be right there. Click the stream button. Y'all know how we do.
Let's
Peace.
Peace. You know what time it is. It's that HGIC, Head Guard in Charge. And we in the cipher of the true and living God. All victory and law now. AKA Van City. City of rain. Peace to all the divine empresses and all of the kings keeping it 100. You know what time it is. Mwah.
Victory alone now. This is city of rain. Brothers dying for a name. Victory alone now.
Had to check myself like God, where your head is at. Had to check the safe like God, where the bread is at. Scars in the closet, you wanna be as dead as that? Now cipher, you see the answer's always now cipher. Since a youngin', I've been blowing gas like a bagpiper. Pass the lighter, I light these devils under damn fire. Willow the nine, I'm here to take you higher. Willow the mind and then I let it fire. Something like a freedom fighter. I'm here to break the chains off, they here to make them tighter. I inspire all the kids who are lost. Look them in the face and tell them they're God. I swam through the dark and found the light. Not to keep it, but to bring it to y'all. Some ministers are sinister, dog. If you to listen, then just listen before you get to tripping. Cause that's the listener's job. So if you a listener, then listen before you get to tripping. Cause that's the listener's job. That's the listener's job.
Get the real on out. Brothers dying for a name. Victory alone now. It's the city of angels living on in dangers. Victory alone now. Pretty women with grace, they started all in the rages. Victory alone now. It's the city of rain where the gods remain.
604, stand up, Rain City. Hard body, get 'em.
G-O-D, I gotta be. Check my genealogy. Peace to Allah, the Father. We live it honorably. Honestly, the black man is God. Real ones acknowledge me. Getting at Elijah Muhammad, Jesus, cause I want a peace. Wake up in the morning, Egyptian fuck with the prodigy. Thinking to myself, I'm a boss, God. I gotta eat. 85, dumb, deaf, and blind. Cause they follow sheep. We ain't with that pseudoscience rap or technology. If you're where they bar, my nigga, then it's hypocrisy. The universe is mental full of melanin. We gotta reach the youngins cause they want a body piece with piranha teeth. How you kick a wisdom, my nigga, when you don't knowledge see? Calle de la puta, you haters ain't saying a damn day. Rappers look like hoes nowadays. This shit's a damn shame. If you getting money put on, make sure your man's straight. Dealing in equality, Lord, something we mandate. I was on the block with the rock. That was the fan base. Now I'm getting guap cause I'm hot. To rock the dance stage. Take the top right up.
Ooh, la 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 la. Open mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases. From any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.